This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
We're visiting today with the Kentucky Secretary of the Tourism Arts and Heritage Cabinet, Mike Berry, about agriculture and the impact of agritourism in Kentucky.
It's great to see you again and to talk about one of the things that I'm very excited about. It's probably not what everybody thinks of when they think about tourism, but agritourism, and it's big in Kentucky. So I'm excited to be here with you as the first guest of this series and to talk with you also a little bit about what we've got coming up during the multiple weeks of this series, some very exciting things. So it's great to be in partnership with you.
Absolutely. Of course, you know, a lot of people say agritourism. What is agritourism? Well, Secretary, agritourism probably is all around us and we just don't realize it.
You're exactly right. You know, agriculture is so important to Kentucky. We rank sixth in the nation for having the highest number of farms, nearly 76,000 farms in Kentucky. It's a $45.6 billion industry to the economic impact of the Commonwealth. And it means 13 million acres across the Commonwealth is dedicated to farmland. So we know the importance of agriculture. The challenge to get people to understand agritourism is that the products, the processes of these farms and the products that they make draw people here who maybe want to get out of the city, maybe they want to have that hands-on feel of being involved in agriculture. And when they come here, they stay in our motels and hotels, they go to our attractions, they eat in our restaurants, and they spend dollars that stay here in Kentucky and not only help the farmers, but they also help the tourism industry.
And agritourism takes so many different, has so many different faces to it, really. It could be a road stand market in Pulaski County or, you know, a restaurant in Cadiz, Kentucky that's made in the shape of grain bins. Agritourism has so many different shapes, doesn't it?
It really does. And, you know, probably the best example that I can give you and the listeners is the Kentucky Bourbon Trail.
Mm, yes.
You know, people talk about, well, everybody comes to the distilleries. There's a lot of folks who come from out of town. I was talking to a group the other day that one of them's son was having his bachelor party and they had chosen Kentucky for a handful of them to come to and actually do the Bourbon Trail. And so the distilleries are a huge part of that agritourism. Mm-hmm. You know, the grain is grown here, the bourbon is distilled and bottled here, and folks come to not only experience the process, but to enjoy the result.
Our guest today, Tourism Arts and Heritage Cabinet Secretary Mike Berry. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling to Bluegrass.